Praise God. Lift your right hand up. Father, may these hands contact your hand of miracle. May something good tonight be unveiled and your name exalted. In Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 14. Verse 19 and verse 20. I want to deal on a subject that has been our guide in the years we have traveled. New thought came to my heart in Tulsa when we, the Board of Trustees of Oraroba University, were discussing. I came to discover that not many of us are assuredly sure of the protection of God upon them while they are not there. For instance, this woman was pregnant, and Edai Moisley and I left for Korea. It was in Japan I phoned. I heard she was in labor. When we arrived in Korea, she delivered. I named the baby down. I said, we have honored Elton. We've honored Mrs. Osborne. We now want to honor Mrs. Lindsay. The name of this child will be free. As soon as I phoned through and I was told she delivered, I said she shall be called Frida. I was not home. When she was in labor in UBTH, I woke Dr. Osborne up about Frida was born in America. But when Daisy was to be born, I told her on Sunday, I said, remind Daisy what happened. They were rolling this woman to the theater for operation. And I arrived from America with my briefcase. God told me 3 days ahead of time, rush home. Your wife is in danger. I bound, I loose. I fasted for 24 seconds, 7 days prayer. And God answered my prayer. There are some members of your family, you don't lead to massive prayer. God bless you all. There are some prayers you don't want to hear that sure. There are some occasions in your life that is not good enough for you. The Lord bless you all. That's true. But when I say, the Lord bless you, and the Lord bless you, it's closer. We call that one point of contact. There's no miracle this man have not seen in his life. Blind have seen, lame walk, deaf hear, dumb speak. People touch TV when I'm preaching and they get their miracle. But there's no time in my life that is as close as when I take your hand to pray. And you need it. Because there's a release of power. There's a contacting power. There's a magnetizing power. There's a power of God that can electrify and flow. The woman that had the issue of blood could have got her miracle anyhow, but she got it faster when she touched the hem of his garment. There's a miracle you can receive 2 miles away. There's a miracle of Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word. His word went, healed them, and delivered them. But there's a miracle of Lazarus. Kipo, Dereme, Misabarata, Leia, Kimayikisi. Now, Bible says he that was dead was. The presence of a present God presents a dying person life. It doesn't require mathematics from UniBen or from Unilag or from California State University. It just requires divine intervention. When a present God presents his power, he illuminates light to darken life you have. I want to handle the subject of what prayer is to you and why you need it. I took my briefcase, I told Dr. Osborne, I said, I'm on my way to Benin. He and I went 3 a.m. We went to his garden, we prayed, we commanded. God said, leave. Are you BTH? We are rolling this woman out. I appeared. What happened? I said, God told me, deliver the baby and then I go back. He delivered the baby. After I kissed the child, Daisy, I blessed the baby. I left her in UBTH. I flew back. God sent me. Do that job. Face your job. I left. We travel as often as we do, two of us together. Leave two children to the safety hand of Almighty God. Bearing in mind what I want to teach this week, it helps you to know whether you are safe or not. You can put any sign in your door, but until there's a sign in your heart, the one in your door will never work. Jesus can be Lord in your car without being Lord in your life. Your car can find him while you have not found him. He can rain in your motorcycle while there's rain in your eyes. It depends on the illuminating power and capacity of the illuminated light. If you have not come in close contact with God and the magnetizing power of God has not reached you, I told one of our senior staff today, I said, I'm getting concerned about a family in this ministry. Their stability is wobbling. And when you are not balanced in your commitment, you just want to travel for traveling's sake. You don't need backbiters. You just know that you are losing your balance. You know, somebody reported, nobody should report you. There's a better record book that no man is keeping but him alone. And when people can no more, I fly home to come and encourage you. The reason I'm traveling as much as I'm doing is that there was a time the people of my kind of skin are not even, they don't shake your hand. Talk less, come and talk to us. Now that the door is open, walk while it's day. How many will say amen? That's why I'm traveling. I have you. If I told Bishop Cooker, when I heard you were having the Bible last week, I said, glory be to God. I said, when I come, the 3 days you have, one day will make up for it. That's when we're talking as leaders in the ministry with joy. There's time you put people down, you know, but there's time you give thanks to God for what your life is. How many will say amen to that? I believe that there's time for you to know when you're unprofitable. There's time for you to know when the grace of God in your life has been greased. And the unction is no more functioning at the perimeter of the spiritual capacity. You are there because you are there. And anything can happen to you when you are there for being there and not being there. But when you know your divine persuasion is not incapacitated, but is strong in God. Your life is solid in prayer. 1,000 shall fall on your right, and 10,000 in your left. Only with your eye you will see it. It shall never come nigh your dwelling. I bless Daisy, I kiss her, took photograph with her, flew back. I've done what God sent me. When my wife's eyes opened, she said they were taking me. The doctor said we are going to go and operate her. Suddenly, something changed. I know what happened. There's a divine intervention time. God intervened, and they took their knife and scissors and everything back. And the baby was born normal, natural. God did not say, thou shalt deliver with cutlass and scissors. He said, woman, you shall have pain, but you have safe delivery. But devil went to kill pregnant women. All right. Take three scriptures tonight. We'll continue tomorrow. Scripture number one, John chapter 14, verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. In the same world there are two eyes, those who see church and don't see the Christ of the church. Those who see church crisis and don't see the Christ of peace. There are those who are among us. They see the four corners of the wall of the church, but the Christ is not seen inside. He said, even a little while, the world will see me no more. But you see me. Every time you will see me. When you lie down, you will see me. When you rise up, you will see me. When you are in trouble, you will see me. When you are weak, you will see me. When you are strong, you will see me. Why? I dwell in you. And because you see me, you know me, I'm in you, you are in me, because I live. Hooray! Take care. Baba Yada. Because I live, ye shall live also. That simply means no matter how many people are dying in your family, your name has been extracted from the list. Your blood is excised from the cursed land. You are not among the cursed. You are blessed. You are not listed in danger list. You are in danger zone. For the Holy Ghost. God has endued you with power and endowed you with wisdom, and no power by man shall put you down. Because I live. Everybody ought to say that from the pit of your stomach. Because he's alive, I will be alive also. Amen. I say amen. Now the reverse, verse 20. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and that ye in me, and I in you. The Trinity of the Triune Man. You will know after knowing me in a fuller capacity. I'm in the Father. My protection is in the Father. Your protection is in me. My glory is in you. Trinity. Before the sword of the enemy pierce your side, it has to pierce the Father, the Son, to reach you. You are the last hidden part of God. You are too far from the sword of the enemy. You are too far from the curse of your family. You are too far to inherit what your father inherited. It's tuberculosis or cancer or asthma or eczema or glaucoma or any of those infirmities, including those not enumerated in the scripture. Hit your family and finish them when it comes to your time absent. You are so far that when cancer is going to try to knock at your door, he has to knock at God first and it will not succeed. By the time he gets to the sun, it's too late. When he's looking for you, ho, ho, ho. Far away. You can't be found. I'm in the Father. He in me. I in you. Have you ever known that's how strong you are? The last letter I got from heaven, God was not crying. And when I read from him today, I got a letter from God today. And that letter says, I'm the author and finisher of your faith. That's a good letter. Posted first class MA. And the day you discover, the day the veil is removed from your eyes, that you are not an inconsequential being, but a remedier of people's problems, you begin to march like King's kid on the street. You are so confident. People say, what is the thing in this man? It's a greater one that is in you that is doing it. Eh? What time is this person going to fail? It's too late. I failed before I was born. Now it's too late for me to fail. Why? Because the seed of greatness has germinated in me. And the cutlass that the devil has is not sharp enough. I'm in the Father. I in you, and ye in me. Can you see how deep you are? Jesus, first of all, plunged himself to the Father. But before he went into the Father, in the Father, he took you in. Are you hearing my illustration? You are now so deep that there's no magnetizing glass yet. No telescope by the doctor can have the heartbeat of your feelings. Because the jacket that is keeping you is immunized. When sickness hit the whole people around you, minus you. They say, hunger has come, oh, every Nigerian is going to die. Your name is out of the list. We see some Nigerians abroad. They found way home. They've not only sad and aged, they've lost contact with life. This abroad you want to go. Don't forget that the Bible says, go not to Egypt. I will preach that again this week. We were discussing with a family relation yesterday. She said, I've been away 19 years. All the people I left at home, they look fresh. I'm there eating Burger King. Yeah. It's not the place she is that determines that. It's whom she is and why she left. When you are in the wrong place at the right time, you are wrong. When God didn't send you, and you go, you are wrong. So what is the difference? being in the center of the perfect will of God and not his permissive will. I told our usher tonight, as the first usher of this church, I never regretted my position. As the first Sunday school teacher of this church, I have never had cause to regret why I was a Sunday school teacher. When I was usher, I was the best of ushers. 5:30 in the morning, I use old tin of paint to boil water and make kebab. Carried daily times I read during the week, including the ones my friends read. Leave for the church 6 o'clock in the morning, go around the whole of Urubi, the erosion compound, borrow all the planks and blocks there. Lay them at the church in the morning, put the plank on top, use the bar to plaster it, put daily times on top. Before the church members come, I put on my tie. I was the best usher. Nobody told me, you should be here tomorrow 5 o'clock. I was there before Holy Ghost woke up. I was doing my job perfectly. When we used to go for crusade open air, which we call crusade, she and I sing together. Before she became my wife, I borrowed her to sing. Thank God. Thank God. I am in the Father. And Jesus said, it will take you a knowing. You will know. When you know, when rain is falling, the roof of your house will not be blown. They say, we heard that rain took all the roof in that area. Now let my house stand, though. If a prostitute's house could stand in Jericho, think of a saint's house. Huh? It says, when your people come to destroy this, you leave my house. Then the men of God say, bring your family inside. The prostitute was not only safe, her family was safe and secured. Protection. Say protection. God guarantees that. I say God guarantees that. Because you are a part of the Trinity, of the living Trinity, you have no reason to be afraid when the whole world is panicking. They say the street you live, I'm rubber feeling, you can turn it to a rubberless area. John chapter 17 verse 12. Let's start from verse 11. Verse 9. We are making progress. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. That means if you are not among us and you are among them, this prayer is not for you. Can you imagine how Jesus prayed? I pray not for the world, I pray for them. He prayed for us, he prayed not for the world. Which means if you are worldly, this prayer has no effect in your life. But for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, I put a cover and a canopy over them. And all mine are thine. And thine are mine. And I am glorified in them. These are the ones who use my name and shout hallelujah. These are the ones that boast of me. Where are you going to church? In the morning church, evening church, afternoon church, every time church, I pray for them. I pray for them. I put them under your canopy. I pray for them.
mine are yours. How many of us belong to God? Oh. Amen. I'm glorified in them. And now I'm no more in the world. But these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep true thine own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. How many will say amen? Everything that was counted and put in my hand was complete. When you are in his palm, no snatcher can snatch you. When you are in his hand, the thief cometh to steal, but not you. They knock at your door, you refer them to your protector. The keeper that sleepeth not nor slumber. Your life is safe in his hand. Before anything happened to you, it has to happen to God first. I kept them in thy name. That's why before you go to bed, speak that name. Put your life in Jehovah's hands. It is important. A prayer cover is over our life. A seal of defense is over our life. A power is over our life. We are not permitted to panic the way the world are panicking. We are not allowed. Soldiers, they come, gree. Police, they come. Robbers are coming. Civilians, no. Politics, no. Any evil news should be far from your ears. Turn your heart to a merry heart that worketh like medicine. Make yourself the instrument of miracle. If everybody is sad, you be the joy giver. You understand me? Why? You are covered in the blood. You are sealed in his pavilion. You are under his canopy. A wall of defense has been built around you. A hedge of defense is around you. And no evil shall come nigh your dwelling. Everybody say loud, amen. It's for you. If you are entering taxi, they are not carrying you above your destination. Somebody was going to dupe me 2 weeks ago. Large sum of money. But I got a testimony. Everything I have in my life is from God. Reverend Mowete was reading a letter to me yesterday. A bank we asked to help us trace the money say it's impossible. They say there's nothing we can do legally, bank-wise, no way. Today the money is in my hand. The bank doesn't have the finances. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh. You pass the road before thieves operate. They say they just pass here, just not true. Only with your ear you will hear it. It shall never come nigh you. You have to put your name, Henry, in the first list. 1,000 on your left. You have to be strong for 1,000 here, 10,000. To stand in the midst of 11,000 dead people. Now, the Bible did not say you will fall with them. It said 1,000 shall fall. To your right, 10,000 to your left. You stand and say, Oyeko. What? I'm in the Father. What? I'm in the Son. Why? I'm hidden in His blood. I'm covered by His blood. Why? The greater I am is in me. Have you ever read police slogan? Help police to help you. Anybody I will help first before helping me cannot help me. It says it. Will you bomb any making out? Will you bomb? That's why your total life should not be put in police hands. There's a power bigger than police. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. I kept them in your power and none was lost. Everything that concerns you, none should be lost. You are pregnant, you are going to deliver safely. Successfully too. Before you born, babies, materials are ready. Hey, Rabbiya, tete. Don't kill the baby. I just used a phrase last Sunday. Adoption is better than abortion. You can't have the baby adopt the child. Don't abort it. There are many people looking for children. I watched a baby boy on TV last night. They dumped and killed. I wish I knew on time. That would have been another Idahosa. If you find another child like that next time, send to me. When he's 25, he'll be able to take care of himself. So I only have 25 years job to do. And if he's brilliant before he's 21, he's gone. Give him good education, good understanding, good salvation, and good God. Then the future is certain. Don't let people kill the innocent children near you. But your life is a protected life. Jesus said, none. I kept them. None was lost. This morning we prayed. Yesterday night we prayed before I went to bed. This morning we prayed and I took off for Lagos. Halfway, the Lord said, go home. Go home. I did. You know I can buy. The Lord said, go home. Go home and rest. Go home and rest. Go home and rest. It's okay. I told the man in charge of the vehicle, turn around. He said, did you forget anything? I told him, I said, no. The Lord just said, go home. If I went, I would have been back. But for the first time, I decided not to go when God said, don't go. I came and I rested. I don't need to find out from God why. No. He sent me. He said I should go back home. I went home. My name will never be in bad story. I called Mrs. Idahosa. I said, I'm back. What happened? She said, glory to God in the highest. I thank God for you. You heard your father speak. Say, were there armed robbers on the way? No. When my back hit the bed, I knew why God said, go home. It is better I turn bad than for Dr. Bebo to put me under serious observation. Look and live is better than look or say. My damn doctor, tie your leg up. They put all those oxygens in your nose. They fix glucose in your hand. You would have wished you listened to God. David still say, make me to lie down. I've always told God, don't make me lie down if the ground is not green. Luke chapter 22. We are under the protective umbrella of God. Luke chapter 22. That's what I said. Luke 22, verse 31. Prayer cover. Everyone say prayer cover. Put prayer cover on somebody right now. Do this. On somebody's head. I didn't say lay hand. I said put prayer cover. Build a house around somebody's head. In Jesus' name. But we'll do it when I finish preaching. Listen to prayer cover by Jesus. Verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32. But Haribo. Larandele Mokerede. Biralalaba Mamaya to Soyede. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. How many will shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Lift your right hand and shout hallelujah. Satan has desired thee to have you. But I put a prayer cover over you. I've covered you already. I've covered you already. Amen. That is a powerful word. Peter wasn't even aware. He was eating dodo and frying rice, fried rice and doing all that. Telling stories. When Satan came to take him from faith to fear, to take him from life to death, Jesus called him twice. Simon! Simon! Justine! Justine! I prayed for you already. The battle is not your own. I fought it already. But the testimony is your own. Because Jesus said, in them I'm glorified. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I need this tape, please. That is how this ministry has stood. Every test, every trial, every harassment, every embarrassment, which we have not really had. We've never had. We pass through the same process of faith that Jesus passed through. And the way of the Lord is the perfect way. And Jesus said, if they tried me, they would try you. Huh? if they hated me, they would hate you. And he said, if they did hate you, pray that they should hate you. He said, because his servant is not greater than his master. Somebody asked me, he said, when will Church of God stop having trials? I said, when will that? He said, why? I said, no trial, no triumph. He said, but Catholics don't have trial. I said, they died long ago. Not long ago. Anglican, long ago. Methodist, okay. How can a man that is buried have persecution? Have you ever been to a cemetery and somebody offend you? No. And yet, The greatest treasure in the world is not in South Africa, it's not in America, it's not in England. The greatest treasure in the whole world is in cemetery. Why? Many have buried their talent without using it. The good dream God gave them. The vision they would have interpreted. The houses they would have built. The money they would have spent. The love they would have shared. They died without bringing it out. So cemetery has the greatest treasure in this world. You know what the Bible says? How are the mighty falling? You are looking for the highest talented people today. They are in cemetery. You always hear the obituary sermonizer. His vacuum very hard to fill. They create vacuum because they never made it. Ideas. All this building you are seeing today would have been under the rubber tree if a man didn't bet it. The day I die, hell will get nothing. I will miss no opportunity. Every dream I have, I interpret it before I know it. When God shows it to me, I refuse to allow my dream to die because of money. And when I'm tried, when I'm weak, when I'm down, I can hear Jesus say, I've prayed for you already. He says, Satan wanted to shift you like wheat. But I've prayed for you already. I'm here to guarantee you that your life is safe and secure. The road you take, danger sleep while you are walking on it. Years ago, I'm sure Kiyama will never forget, Omitola will never forget, few of us. We're coming 3 a.m. from Lagos. We saw a vehicle reverse in full speed. What happened? They say, robbers. It was new that time. The name was new. We didn't know robbers, but it had been in the Bible and it came from you civilized people, robbers. But when we are in God's hands, no weapon fashioned against us will prosper. And every trap set by the devil failed before they set it. I have prayed for you already. That's the word of Jesus. Satan had desired. Satan, it has been his work. Every instrument he knows God uses, he wants to snatch it. But Jesus guaranteed. I put a prayer cover over you. Amen. Your work, your home, your children, prayer cover. Amen. Your business, prayer cover. Amen. Your position, prayer cover. Amen. Whatever God has laid your hand upon, have prayer cover. Amen. I have prayed for you already that your faith will not fail. Amen. What does that mean? If you leave faith line, you enter fear line. And once you enter fear line, the devil gets you. On the subject, I prayed for you already. I want to put a prayer cover on you and your family. I want you to stand up wherever you are. I want you to build a canopy you are able to build on your head. You need the prayer cover. Thank you. Your two hands over your head. Put a roof of faith over your head. For you and your family. For your business. Open your mouth. The arrows of the wicked shall not pierce through. Don't put your hand on your head, over your head. I put prayer cover over you. In the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. The winner of every war we fight. Oreke. The more you dirala bada yatara, yadirala, yadirala ba yada da da yanderele, hey, la 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 la, lo, lo, kolobo yodo.
prayer cover, prayer cover, prayer cover over you, prayer cover over your children, your family, prayer cover over our properties, prayer cover in the mighty name of Jesus. We seal your pavilion. We put the hand of God upon you in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. I send this prayer to you there. The millions of you in Ogun State or your state, Lagos State, Kwara State, whatever state you are in, I put a prayer cover over you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see your life in the pavilion of God. I command faith to rise in Jesus' name. Satan, this one belongs to God. Don't touch them. Don't touch your home. Don't touch your business. Don't touch your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, prayer cover. I put prayer cover over you. You will not doubt but live to do the work of God. A testimony shall come out of this. We seal your life in the pavilion of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lift up the hand to give God glory. Glorify God. I send prayer cover over your head and that of your family. Over your loved ones. Over everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus. Far from the reach of the enemy. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. We are covered by your blood. We are covered by your blood. We are sealing your pavilion. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for all our partners, our loved ones. No bad news, but good news. No evil report, but good report. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever this tape is played and heard, we send the power of God there. To the viewers of our program, to the hearers of this audio tape, and the watchers of the video tape, we put a protection banner over you in the mighty name of Jesus. And to those of you here in life, no weapon fashioned against you will prosper. We put a prayer cover over your head. You are safe and secured. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody say amen. Give God a big hand and give him tongue. Give him hallelujah shout.
Redemption Hour comes to you from the Church of God Mission International, Incorporated, Benin City, Nigeria. For further details, prayers, and counseling, write Bishop Margaret Idahosa, Box 60, or P. PMB 1514, Benin City, Nigeria. Thank you.